This is KRFY 88.5 Ponderay.
Thank you for joining us at listener-supported community radio for North Idaho, KRFY.
Well, good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to the KRFY Morning Show. I'm Susie Prez, sitting in for Jim and Jack, who are out of town. And this is an extra special morning show because I have live musicians in the studio who are going to be playing tonight at the Farman Park. And we'll talk all about that in a minute, but today is Thursday, July 20th, so welcome to your Thursday. And, yep, we have Bon Bon Vivant.
Yes.
That's right. And why don't you guys introduce yourselves real quick, and then I'll do the weather. I don't even know your names yet.
I'm Jeremy, and I'm the saxophonist.
Perfect.
For the band.
Abigail, guitar player, singer.
I'm nobody. I'm a hanger-on.
That's Deacon the drummer.
He's a very important part. We need all the rhythm and percussions we can get, right?
That's right.
Okay. And we also have Rob Talbot. He's the presenter and the producer with Maddox Farm Productions, and also I want to say they're the newest underwriters here at 88.5 KRFY, your community radio. So hey Rob, thanks for stopping in.
Hey Susie, thanks for having us. We're really excited about the show tonight, and really excited to be an underwriter for KRFY, and appreciate all that you do here in the community. So
yeah, thank you. And
good to be part of it.
I had an opportunity to listen to Bon Bon Vivant this morning. You sent me the WAV file of your latest CD, and great music. I know you have a trombone and saxophone. Cool.
Yeah.
So we'll get into all that in just a moment. But we always want to know what the weather is, and with this interesting weather we're having, we're hoping that it's not too hot tonight. So if you go down
to the park, it's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be there.
Perfect,
you go.
Dancing weather.
There you go. Wear your summer dresses. Mm-hmm. At the National Weather Service, currently it's 63 degrees. It's a little bit hazy today. We have a high of 94. The good news is it cools off here in North Idaho, a low of 60 degrees tonight. And tomorrow, Friday, hot, high of 96. And I think that is our highest hot for the next couple weeks. So you know what to do. Get down by the water tonight. Get over to Farman Park and dance. So mm-hmm.
Hang out in the shade with us and dance.
That's it.
Farman Park's beautiful for that.
There you go. So, Bon Vivant, I was reading about you guys. You're from New Orleans.
Yep.
And so you're touring the country, and you got to have a stop here in Sandpoint playing tonight at Farman Park.
We met Rob last year.
Yeah.
And we were fast friends, so we figured we'd come back and visit again.
Well, I know I'm going to be at the park because I had the chance to listen to your music, like I said this morning, and I'm like, this is what I want to hear. So thanks for coming up this morning and talking to us. Tell us a little bit, Jeremy or whoever's the spokesperson, or you can both
We share that duty.
Oh, yeah.
I love the vocal harmonies, too,
thank
by the
you.
Way.
Thank you. As far as you have a question about who we are and what our story is, we formed in New Orleans, and we like to skip town in the summers because it gets real hot.
Mm.
And we found that we started going out to Oregon, and we kind of started to spoke out and find Sandpoint and other beautiful cities that we get to visit. But I guess our music is New Orleans songwriting is kind of how we call it, because it's being written now. It's music that is about our lives today, but it's heavily influenced by jazz, and it's got horns and the tradition of jazz and other influences.
Yeah, when I met Abby years and years and years ago, it was a little I need to be over here.
Yeah,
oops.
Mike Fors
not doing good. When I met Abby a bunch of years ago, I guess it was kind of a singer-songwriter tradition that you were focused on, and that hasn't changed much, even though the instrumentation and, we added horns and things have changed a lot over the years. There's still a lot of good stories being told in her music that she writes.
So, Abby, you write the music.
I write the songs, but just like the bones, and then we bring them to, I would definitely call us a equal collaboration of people who and contribute and build it all up. But yeah, the initial songwriting.
So I like to interview singer-songwriters about songwriting.
Yeah.
I have a show called Between the Notes. And so it's always a curiosity, the words. For you, it's the words. For a instrumentalist, it might be a trip down some melodic path. And then say, let's put words to this. But in this case, you bring the words.
Yeah, I usually get kind of a line. And then the melody comes quickly, but mostly it's an idea, a concept for us, what I want the song to be about.
So what are some of the themes to the music you write?
I love these questions, Susie. I came up kind of on the idea that songwriting was kind of telling other people's stories as well as your own. So mine aren't really about me specifically. I like to travel, and when I get to the city, I like to learn about it and try to write a song that might encapsulate that feeling. But mostly the ethos of Bon Vivant is kind of revelry, joy. There is the darkness and the tragedy that comes in, because that's sort of how joy is accentuated, is in contrast to things that you overcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the human condition is what I'm hearing you say.
Yes. Yeah. Existentialism.
Yeah. Oh, so I do have some songs pulled up. We can get to some of that. I think I have The Ship Is Sinking.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear that now, or should we talk a little bit about the event tonight, Rob, before we get to the song?
Well, I would say right now is a good time to listen to that song. And one of the things that I love about Bon Vivant's music are the lyrics. Like, so pay attention, like, as we're listening to the song and as you want to dance to this, listen to the lyrics and enjoy that part too. There's so many layers of their music. You can just sit and listen to it, for example, in my shop all night long while I'm working on a car or something, playing, hanging out, and you just kind of listen to it. And one time you roll through it, it might be bopping around. The next time you're like, oh, I didn't catch that lyric the first 30 times. You know, Canary in the Cage is one of my favorites. It's very different than The Ship Is Sinking. But like, just the variety that these guys and gal have is one of the things. Those of you that know me and know the style of music I bring to town, I really love the variety and the ability to kind of play in a bunch of different genres and zones. But definitely, in short, listen to the words listen to the lyrics, and that meaningfulness will go throughout their sets tonight, and the party will also go throughout their sets tonight. It's pretty fun how that can happen when you have really good musicians.
Right, and just a reminder, Bon Bon Vivant is part of the Sandpoint Summer Music Series, and that's happening tonight at Farman Park. That's July 20th. The show starts at 6 p.m., so we're going to hear one of the songs from Bon Bon Vivant, and this is called Ship Is Sinking. We'll like to dissect the song a little bit afterwards. So folks, listen to this and enjoy. We'll be back right after the song. Bon Bon Vivant, The Ship Is Sinking. And there you have it. That was Ship is Sinking by Bon Bon Vivant. And they're here live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY because they're playing tonight at Farman Park as part of the Sandpoint Summer Music Series. And wow, what a great song. I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Abigail. That's
Abigail.
Okay,
I was going to say Vivian.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. I'll be Vivian this morning.
That's my daughter's name. I like that.
That's a beautiful name.
Vivian. But Abigail, you wrote that.
Yes.
And then your band came together. You're a collaborative group.
Yes.
You work together. You find the way that this song is going to work in the world.
Yep. Yeah. And in fact,
tell us about that.
In fact, that one I even brought about half done to Jason Jerzak, our sousaphone player, and we made this one together. So this one is even more of a blend of all of us. But this song's kind of an answer to all the chaos that the world has and the talking heads say on the TV, and you can get very anxious and scared, and enough happens and you just sort of go, okay, well, all I can do is control my state of mind, and if I decide that there'll be joy while the ship is sinking, then they can't take me down, you know?
Right, so it's not a negative thing, what you're saying.
It's not.
Like a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah. Let's go with that. And I just want to hear a little bit more about the band, because listening to it, from your album called Dancing in the Darkness.
That's correct.
Yeah. I was thinking of Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Darkness.
Yeah.
In the Darkness.
Yeah.
Tell us about the band, because you have a lot going on there. Percussion, instrumental, and the voices and stuff.
One of the fun things about recording in New Orleans is we've got a lot of friends that play really well and play a lot of different kinds of instruments. So you can add a lot of those things to the album. But having a sousaphone instead of bass guitar, Jason goes back and forth between the two. And the sousaphone just kind of takes up so much more space sonically. And I don't know, just kind of elicits a different response from Deacon, our drummer, and... Yeah, it's fun to kind of paint with a whole bunch of different colors that New Orleans has laying around.
So the band that's traveling around the country right now, getting out of the heat of New Orleans, is different than maybe the studio band.
Yes.
Because you can pull in your friends to come in and do a session or something.
So we're a four top on this tour. Traditionally, it's hard to tour with lots and lots of people depending on where you're at. And so we have a sousaphone player, we have a drummer, saxophone, Jeremy, and guitar and vocals. Yeah.
It's an extremely full sound. If you're walking down Cedar Street, before you get there, a block and a half away, you're going to be like, oh my God, how many people are over there? And you get them like, that's coming out all four of them? Just those four? But yeah, the sousaphone lays down a sweet bass line. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were telling me from Jerry Fest last year where they played a couple sets. They're like walking out of the woods. What is that? It's like just this siren just drawing them to the music. It's awesome.
Well, that's pretty cool. So this is 88.5 KRFY. I'm Susie Perez. We're here in the studio talking with part of the band, Bon Bon Vivant, the drummer, the saxophonist, and the vocal songwriter, Abigail, and Jeremy, and...
Deacon.
All right. All the way from New Orleans, enjoying the summer cool up here in North Idaho. And we're here because we're talking about the summer music series. They'll be playing tonight at Farman Park. And tell us a little bit more about that.
So the summer series is it's our fourth year doing this. I'm just so excited and honored to be a part of this music community. And, you know, for the community members, our sponsors, to come together and make this a situation where it's free. Like I think we're bringing in some phenomenal music. And doing it for our community for free. It's family friendly. Kids are going to be running around, hanging out, dancing. It's a beautiful situation, and our sponsors really deserve a lot of credit. We have a full list on our website, MattoxFarm.com, MattoxFarm.com. You can click on that Summer Series
Farm
link.
Farm Productions.
The website is MattoxFarm.com.
Okay.
Yep. MattoxFarm. But I do want to go over some of our sponsors.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So Ting is our band sponsor for this event. And then we also have Pondere Arts Council, Washington Trust Bank, Selly Design Group, Ziply Fiber, KPND, Heartwood Center, Cedar Street Hotel and Suites, And then we've got another long, you know, pretty good list of sponsors again. Like I said, we got another 12 that we could go over if we have time. Do we have time?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. The Novas of Evergreen Realty, Misty Mountain Furniture, North Root Architecture, Cochava, Kessler Creations, Sandpoint Reader, Mycelium Collective, Spruce Property Care, Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, Connie's Cafe, North Idaho Title, and Upside Kombucha. And a lot of these companies are companies that I've worked with. The Novas helped me buy my home, and on and on. It's really nice to be able to work with these community members and friends and families and to be able to bring this to our community.
And you can add KRFY to that list, too, because we support you no matter what.
There you go.
Well, one of the things that kind of popped into my head when you were talking is I remember when you first started, you just had this idea about bringing great music to Sandpoint. And not just great music, but kind of your curation of what you envision could be really fun for us to hear. And here you are now. You have the Heartwood Center. You're bringing music there all year long. And that's Maddox Farm Productions.
Yep. And Farm Singular Productions. Multiple. We do a lot of those.
And then the Summer Music Series. So I have to say congratulations for not giving up and continuing as Abigail wrote in her song. You know, it's like keep the balance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love this community. And I, you know, we started Maddox Farm almost 7 years ago at this point. And, you know, kind of started out slowly and it's been gaining a lot of traction and really, it's a lot of fun for me and my wife and my kids to be able to do what we love or send me down this path. And, you know, it's a lot of fun trying to put together different events that my community wants to see. You know, we had a show, we ran production for Jerry Fest, this weekend, which is very different than Pride, which we ran production for.
So you're doing a lot of some technical stuff too.
Yeah, we're doing technical stuff too. So if you've got a show, we're doing production for Jeff Tweedy at the Panada on Wednesday. So
I want to go.
We've got a lot of different things that we're doing. We've been in the last 7 years. We've been in over a dozen venues that we'll run sound in, and my crew is just amazing. AJ is a phenomenal sound engineer.
I have an idea. I think that you need to get a sound studio and become a destination recording center.
You hear that?
It's on the list. There's variations of that on the list.
Everyone agrees with me. Wow. So, I mean, yeah. Why not? When you have that, you get the experience and technical abilities to, what is it called, where they you take the raw stuff and you, I can't think of the words.
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, my passion is really in the live music. And bringing people together and rejoicing and experiencing the music on whatever level. Like this show tonight is going to be very different than the show we had in the lawn at the Heartwood on Tuesday. That was more of a sit down, listen and like calmness to it. This one is going to be a lot more street party vibe.
Sure.
Kids run around. My kids were trying to run around the other night, and we had to put the kibosh on that one. Like, not the space.
Okay, we got that. So let's listen to another song. I have three more pulled up, so you might want a choice.
Yeah, what do you got?
We have Lost Soul, Wanting, The Bones, and Casey Jones. It's just the short version. You pick. Gotta Be Clean.
Let's do Lost Soul.
Okay, that's the first one that's queued up right now.
That one's fun.
Okay. So we're going to hear Bon Bon Vivant, Lost Soul. We'll be back with a little bit more to talk to the band. Mm-hmm. And so here, enjoy this. We'll be right back. This is 88.5 KRFY, your community radio station. Thanks for listening.
Said you're gonna live 100 years and every one of them will be dead unless you place a single thought in the middle of my head. Every day for 1,000 days, you find my lost soul bed. the morning when I hear my mama cry. She loves her sheep, my soul to keep. These wolves at bay, she prays and prays to find my lost soul back.
Bon Bon Vivant, and that song is called Lost Souls, and they are here in the studios at 88.5 with me this morning, and I'm also here with Rob Talbot. He's the presenter of this evening's Bon Bon Vivant show that will be the part of the Sandpoint Summer Music Series down at Farman Park. It is open to the public and free.
Open to the public and free, thanks to our sponsors, including Ting, who's the band sponsor on this one.
Yeah. Oh, they brought you in here.
How can you argue with that? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you,
so,
Ting.
How are you feeling about being here? When did you show up?
We came in late last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And with Rob's hospitality, he always makes it so easy. We came in from Portland.
Yep.
The Portland area. And we're going to be here tonight. It's Yakima tomorrow and Yakima. Seattle on Thursday. Seattle on Friday.
We're in Seattle.
The Bite of Seattle we're playing at.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll love you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we always love coming to Sandpoint. It's so beautiful. We did last year and had such a great time at Jerry Fest.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the band that played the first Summer City show this year, Heels of the Hardwood, is playing at Taste of Seattle, too.
Oh,
so
no,
if you've got friends in Seattle,
nice.
Yeah. Send them that way.
Head them out.
So while we were listening to this song, The Lost Soul, we were talking, I think someone here in the group asked you, Rob, why did you pick Sandpoint? And I thought it was an interesting answer. Do you want to... you came here how many years ago to raise a family?
2013. I came by myself, actually. It was the people. I just really connected with the people. Still got a friend that I met at McDuff's trivia night on that Tuesday night.
Mm.
He and I still, connect, and we worked together at Ski Patrol for many years, Wyatt. And, it's just a good community. Like, people made me feel... welcome immediately. If you said, hey, I'm thinking about moving here, they're like, well, this is why you should move here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
No.
Okay.
Welcome.
That's cool.
Well, that's cool. And back to the band for just a second. You play all over in New Orleans. You've played at the French Quarter Fest, Jazz Fest, Bayou Bigaloo,
Boogaloo.
And then you tour around the country. Is there any one place that kind of has stood out as... wow. Venue-wise.
Well, Sandpoint.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Naturally. We did actually really fall in love with Sandpoint. It was a place that wasn't on our radar.
No.
We kind of thought Oregon, and then we were invited out and thought, well, let's go. Let's go see about Sandpoint. And we just fell in love. We'd come down and hang out along the beach. We thought there's a beach here. This is incredible. Do you call it a beach? Or is it a lake, technically?
It's a lake.
Okay. I mean, we were just sitting there feeling like we were in, you know, yeah, it's lovely, and all the people are so kind, and a lot of appeal. I think it was definitely one of our favorite places last summer.
Yeah, I just don't know if we could do the cold. I don't think we have the blood for it.
Yeah, we're
it gets cold. It gets cold up here, right?
The vast majority of the year, yeah.
Yeah,
we're summer birds.
Lots of snow.
Yeah.
You have to really like skiing or just love it too much, you know.
Well, we can be your summer home. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, we love it. Yeah. As soon as the cockroaches start flying in New Orleans,
as soon as they take flight,
we come here.
None.
No cockroaches.
I was just thinking about that. My son came back from a year in New York City was doing America Fest there, mm-hmm. or AmeriCorps there. And he brought some back with him in his luggage.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, no.
Sorry, Mom.
We got rid of him right away. Anyways, hey, Deacon, you're not saying too much over there.
Come
talk to us.
Get over here. Oh, I love this
Deacon,
part.
The drummer.
Yeah.
So what kind of drums do you have? Just right into the mic, the front of it. Turn it.
Hello.
Hi. Is that a foreshadowing of what's to come? So tell us about your experience with this band and your, you know, percussion experience and all that.
I play drums. That's pretty much my experience. I met these guys in New Orleans at a chocolate factory. We were making at the time these large, they weren't really Hershey Kiss type things. It was more of like a round ball with like a Cajun spice in the middle, so it really wasn't that tasty of a dessert. But we came in, it was like a bonbon, exactly. And we took the Cajun spice out and put marshmallow in, and then now it's all delicious, see? Yeah. So, and that's how we became a band.
Is this the metaphor for the band?
Yes, it is. It's our morning metaphor.
I knew you had a story in you. I'm sure it's a lot of fun traveling around the country with these folks. And
We've been playing all over the place and making people dance and making some people cry.
And that's a big part of it. Well, it's been a pleasure. Anything last thing you'd like to say about?
We can't wait to see you tonight. Bon vivanting out there. Bon vivant means to live well. It's a French word, and it means to drink and eat and be merry. And that's sort of we lean into that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, come on out. Farming Park, 6 o'clock. Bon vivant.
Yeah, gates open at 5. We do have Mandala Pizza and Opa Food Truck and Origin 7B Lemonade and tea, along with Eichardt's Bar. We got a lot of stuff going on. And again, it's all free thanks to our sponsors, Ting, Pondere Arts Council, Washington Trust Bank, Selly Design Group, Ziply Fiber, KPND, The Heartwood, Cedar Street Hotel and Suites, Novas of Evergreen Realty, Misty Mountain Furniture, North Root Architecture, Cochava, Sandpoint Reader, Kessler Creations, Mycelium Collective, Spruce Property Care, Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, Connie's Cafe, North Idaho Title, and Upside Kombucha.
There you go, folks. That's the summer music series with a really awesome band, Bon Bon Vivant. And how exciting. Thank you so much for coming up.
Oh, thank you for having us.
We're going to.
And thank you, Rob, for bringing us out. Thank you so much, Susie, for having us.
Yeah, it's really fun. I want to go out with another one of your songs. We have Wanting the Bones or Casey Jones. And they have to be clean.
Let's do the Bones. The Bones is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And here it is. I'll be back right after the song with a little bit more of the morning show and some events calendar stuff. So stay with us. Thanks for listening. Here is Bon Bon Vivant with The Bones.